trying to make it home. Wasn't that good?
Yeah.
That's real
Why
good.
Why are you preaching?
I know that's too short on them young ones singing. I like that singing. Brother Andy, last church we built, I went to hunt a location, and I looked and looked. And, you know, somebody said, now, if you're in the will of God, it'll all work. Eventually, yes. Eventually, yes. I looked and looked and looked and looked, and like the never in the world, found an acre of ground. Finally found an acre we could use. And started to try to build that church, and I've been a welder and a mechanic and a machinist and a roofer and a painter, and oh yes, I put the decking on and put the shingles on, and I've helped float the mud, put the plumbing in and float the mud, all that stuff. But you know, we went to build this building, and we had to run an 18-hour test on the gas line. After you put it together, we put our own gas line down, and then we had to run an 18-hour test so the city inspector could come and check it, see if it leaked. Well, he was into it with the city inspector was into it with another city water superintendent. They were butting heads together, and we laid there 51 hours with that line freezing weather. We waited 51 hours day after day for them to even just come and look at the line, because one was mad at the other. And I was caught in the middle. Andy, I don't know what the holdup is, son, but the one I seen had a steeple on it. And if you ain't got no room to seat five people, son, the signal's already coming your way. You just got to bow your head and go get it. Amen. Pardon me talking to Andy. He's my friend. I finally, God gave you wisdom after a while when you don't have any. I didn't have any. And I went to the city inspector and I said, what's the matter with that city water superintendent? He was letting us use his license to put our plumbing in with, and he lied to us. I said, who gave him his license to be a plumber? Oh, I said the right word. The Lord knew that. I didn't know what I was doing. He said, that's what I'd like to know. Where's that line at, son? I got to come inspect that line. The Lord worked that one out. Every day a woman appeared at the city hall and talked against me. We don't want a church out there. We right across on the corner. Didn't know who it was. They wouldn't tell me. We finally got the church in there.
Yeah.
Many trials and tests that preachers go through building churches. We had a big test at Norman over building a church. Devil don't like it. City inspector got mad at us. Didn't want us in the town. You think the devil's glad if you do something for the Lord? He ain't glad. You just have prayer at your own house. I would call the law on you. But when that woman's husband went down with cancer on the corner, never spoke to me, never met me, wouldn't have nothing to do with me, fought me every day. The other day when I went by, she said, next day I pulled in there, he was very weak standing in the yard. That's what's the matter with you. He said, cancer's got me, buddy. We pray in them big old terrors, you know.
Oh, God.
He put that little bony hand out there. Hang in there. A winner never quits.
Come on.
And a quitter never wins.
That's right.
Yes. I just want to talk to Andy a little. I don't want to scare him. He's afraid to build that building. Building run over with people, afraid to build a building. Go ahead, Andy. I love that boy. Don't he stir you?
Yes.
He reminds me when I first got in and had a better vision than I've got now. Tackle anything. Preach high seven times a day. That's y'all. I know you do. You love to hear me sing.
Yeah.
One person I sang in front of said it sounded like a hoot owl to me. Knocked the wind out of me for a little bit.
Discouraged you for about 5 minutes.
Shook me up. Took me 5 minutes to get back in the spirit. You love the Lord? He knows whether you do or not. You ain't joking, are you?
Right.
Our little church pews 30-year-old down there, and they took an ocean. We didn't have no money, hardly. Took an ocean to get some new pews. And we had to pray, and went to place an order for some new pews, and
They decided while they're going to camp meeting and tear all their old paneling down, put up new sheet rock and bed and tape it, and then they decided they'd put in a hanging ceiling. Well, because I said, if you have faith, God will help you. They thought they'd just go ahead and do it, and God supply the need. Well, so far, we're still running.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I come off up here, I said, Lord, I need a little money to help out a little more. And you know, I went up here at Dayton. They asked me to come, and LL said, be all right, and go up there on a service night while I was preaching days here, preaching nights. And you know, they took me I forgot about my birthday.
Well,
it was the 20th of September, and they took me an offering. It's $326, and another fellow come around and add another $100 to it, and now all I've got to do is just add a few more dollars out of what you gave me today to that, and it'll make it $500, and go back and give it to the church on the pews.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And then when I pay my tithes on top of that, that'll make a pretty nice offering on the pews, won't it?
All right.
Pain by heartache, scorned by love, want a little bit of sunshine now and then. There are mountains in my life, hard to climb. But I promise I'll keep climbing, if you'll only let me stay. I'll be willing, Lord, to run all of the way. All the way, all the way. I'll be willing, Lord, to run all the way. If I falter while I'm trying, don't be angry, let me stay. I'll be willing, Lord, to run all of the way. Wasted days are now behind me. My evening sun is sinking fast. Every moment brings me nearer to the end. I will hurry in thy service, if you'll only let me stay. I'll be willing, Lord, to run all of the way.
Yes.
When I've done my last service, and there's nothing I can do, just a tired, weary pilgrim, sad and lone. Jesus, linger near me while I approach my home sweet home. I'll be willing, Lord, to run all of the way. All the way. All the way. I'll be willing, Lord, to run all the way. If I falter while I'm trying, don't be angry, let me stay. Be willing, Lord, to run all the way. All the way. All the way. I'll be willing, Lord, to run all the way. If I falter while I'm trying, don't be angry, let me stay. I'll be willing, Lord, to run. All the way, all the way. I'll be willing, Lord, to run all the way. If I falter while I'm trying, don't be angry, let me stay. I'll be willing, Lord, to run all the way. Well, I'm pained by heartache, scorned by love, one little bit of sunshine now and then. There are mountains in my life hard to climb. But I promise I'll keep climbing, if you only let me stay. I'll be willing, Lord, to run all the way. All of the way. All the way. If I falter while I cry,
Was this old song, and I sing it everywhere. Now I've got a book, wouldn't take $2,000 for it. It's got old songs in here you haven't heard since your grandma sang. I wouldn't take $2,000. This is not that old, but it's one I used to sing. I am a pilgrim and a stranger traveling through this wearisome land. I've got a home in the undertaker, Lord, and it's not made with hands. I have a mother, sister, and brother who have gone before. I am determined to go and see them, good Lord, over on that other shore. Well, I'm a pilgrim and a stranger. I'm traveling through this wearisome land. I've got a home in the undercity, good Lord, and it's not made with hands. As I go down to the river of Jordan, just to bathe my weary soul, if I could touch but the hem of his garment, good Lord, I believe it would make me whole. Well, I am a pilgrim and a stranger. I'm traveling through this wearisome land. I've got a home in yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made with hands. I went singing down to church that night and sang five or six before I stopped. It never has hurt my voice to sing, huh? I sung straight in to the wind. Yeah. Never has bothered my voice to sing.
Yeah,
I love what Mama used to sing. I'm satisfied with Jesus if he's satisfied with me. Amen. Deep into my rough sin was sinking, had no one to guide my way. All my life was one dark shadow till I heard my Savior say, if you get a key to the blessed promise and become a child of mine, when you enter the gates of heaven, you will shine. Well, I'm gonna shine like a star in the morning. I'm gonna shine.
many afflictions, awful unsightly the thing we hear. But we'll all be like our Savior when we reach that home up there. Daily I'm walking in His footsteps, growing more like Him all the time. Well, enter gates of heaven, I'm going to shine, shine.
I can just sing on, it don't bother me. I'm not a good singer. I know actually it don't bother me. But I just go from one to another sometimes. It's not good singing, but it's interesting words. I appreciate the attention we received since we've been here. We don't deserve it. The Lord has never told me I've done good. Not one time in 52 years has He ever told me I've done good. He's never bragged on anything I've said. Yes, He has dealt with me time and time again. He has blessed and helped me. But He's never bragged on what I do. That is not what this is all about. Judgment day is coming, and reward day is coming.
Yes.
And after a while, we shall see. We shall see. It will be worth it all.
Yes.
Amen. Do not pity yourself because you're trapped into going to church. I'm not. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm not trapped into going to church. Amen. You're serving the Lord in a strain? Get out of it. You're in better shape than I was in the past in California. Went to eat that fella. He didn't want me to come. His wife just forced me in on him. He'd been chasing them hounds all night long. And he just wore out, wanted to sleep. And she asked me to come. And I knew she wanted me to get him saved. You know, it's not right to sick people on you, people. Don't sick preach on them. I learned that the hard way. I went out there to his house when he speak to me. She had a meal fixed and he went act like I was there. I got so nervous the elbow of the jello right off my lap. Good thing it was jello. I just reached down and got it, laid it right back up in the boat. And didn't eat it. It took me till 2 o'clock that evening. I said after I got there, I'm not going home like get inside this feller. I finally got into it by going out and looking at his dogs with him. I went to brag on them more stinking looking hounds, and it got in his heart.
Yeah.
I'm glad you wrote that preacher out here. I wish you'd get him back out here again some other time. He was. Amen.
You did it right.
Got religion the old time way. Never knew anything about it. Wasn't raised in it. Mother lost. Daddy lost. He didn't go to church. It wasn't raised in religion. I just went down to hear the old man from Arkansas at mother's request to take my sister. I took her down, and that old man from Arkansas preached the gospel. I never heard it in my life. I swallowed to open my ears when I was at sea level. I did it at 42,000 feet the other day to open them because it's too high for me, but at sea level, we had not had a swallow to open my ears. But I did. The old man got a hold of me. I'm afraid our modern day church world is far away from old time conviction. It's not enough. Friend, you can't tell folks they're all right if they're lost. You cannot make them feel good because they're lost. You must not pet them and tell them they're as good as anyone else. If they live as good as a lot of church people, we ain't run a race on to see who lives the best. Amen. You better do what God told you. You better live like the Lord told you. We're not trying to run a horse race here on who's trying to outdo somebody. Amen. We're trying to please God and trying to get to heaven. And it's not a horse race on try to hoop me out. Do you? I hope you understand what I'm telling you now. Here, folks, you get practice religion. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all I possess. Well, that's all right. But I'm going to tell you what. You can do that and not be born again.
Amen.
I prayed for a girl dying with cancer in the state of Arkansas years ago. Was a young preacher. Weighed 60 pounds. Young lady. She's about 25, 24. And I was younger. She said, "Preacher, I quit everything in the world I thought was any wrong in, tried to be a Christian. I quit cutting my hair, I quit wearing makeup, I quit a lot of things." But she said, "I'm not saved." See, you don't quit things to get saved, children. You're saved and only saved because of the crucified Christ on the outskirts of Jerusalem. Blood running down his side and the devil screaming in the streets of Jerusalem and saying, "God is dying."
My God.
That's on the way you're saved. And nothing you can do, nothing I can do, nothing you can quit, nothing you can start. He did it all.
Amen.
Yeah. He did it all. We prayed a while for her while she lay on that bed. Quit everything she thought was anything wrong. Couldn't get saved. After a while I heard a weak voice say, "I see you now.
Thank you,
I see you now." I said, "Young lady, what do you see?"
What do you see?
She said, "I was saved by the grace of God. I have just been saved. I see you now."
Yeah.
That's the reason old Hank wrote that song on the back seat in that car when his wife said to her mother, as they drove down the road, "I see the lights of the town." And old Hank said, "I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness. No more night." Amen? That's where he got it. He heard her say, "I see now. I see the lights. I see the lights of city." Amen? All right, we're going to talk about the inside tonight, today. What is it? Today. Yes, it's today. I'd like to tell that preacher from Virginia something, but I don't know whether I ought to or not. I don't believe he'd like it. If you could see my knuckles, son, you'd see blood under those things that fella wrapped around my fingers this morning, where they're busted open pretty good. The old man starts down the stairs and got to the bottom step. And his house making her fine. Only thing I know when I come at myself again. I slided my back over against the wall, and I knocked a hole in my knuckles, and I said, I'm just a tired old preacher man on the way home. Didn't you like it, Major? I'm not putting it down one bit, I tell you, but I just all of a sudden felt like a tired old preacher man. I run 2 million miles. Tore out 17 new cars and a bunch of old ones. And if I had it to do over, I'd do the same thing again. Yeah. All the thing I'd do is just shoot the gauge to it.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody said you're going to kill yourself going to church. I'm living myself going to church.
Right.
It killed me. That's your daddy sitting beside you right there. I want to shake his hand again before I leave this country. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad you all had no water right here. You know what the Bible said? A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. You want to feel like you took a good shot of a medicine to really straighten you out. Get your heart merry. Get saved good. Seems like some folks' religion made them act like it's weaned on a dill pickle to me. You ain't glad you got saved if you acting so cranky they can't hardly have a Sunday school class without you turning it up. You're no mental wizard if you can think of something a preacher don't know. There's just a few things I don't know, son. There's a few things I, like how deep the bottomless pit is. Don't ask me that. I don't know how deep the bottomless pit is. How deep is a pit without a bottom? Seems like that's mind-boggling to me. That's what some great wizard spiritualists like to talk about. The school of the prophets, like you'd say, where is the heart of a man? Well, it's not in the garbage can. I went to one of the meetings. They come up with the answer. It's right where the heart of a watermelon is. It's in the middle. Well. What is the third part of the stars the dragon drew out of heaven with his tail? That'll get you saved. That'll bring conviction on you. That'll get you home in glory. Why, if you never know that, I'm not saying forget it, but don't spend your life worried about it. Get saved. If you don't understand it, leave it alone. See two people fighting. It's a man and woman, we say. You think it is an awful shame for them to carry on that way. Let it alone or you get beat up. If you whip on him, she'll whip on you. If you jerk her loose, he'll knock you down. There's some things you need to leave alone. Stay with things you can understand. What'd that sign say? Who knows? Dos tres cuatro. I don't know what that means. Leave it alone. You don't know what it means? Well, it ain't going to help you to worry yourself to death over what it meant and tie the church up over something you don't know nothing about. Listen to the man of God. Listen to the preachers. They may act dumb, and some of us are, but they may know more than you think about water baptism. We have folks here today that drifted off after oneness. I know you did. You made a silly out of yourself. Have you asked forgiveness for that? Preacher, have you asked forgiveness for that? LD knows that's wrong. He can tell you 15 ways why it is too. You want to go to glory? Behave yourself. Stay in the altar. Seek God. Don't talk about things you don't know nothing about. Went north to preach. An old colored man come to meet with his boy. And his boy, preacher, about like old Brent over there. Young Brent over there. And he said, I told my boy, son, what you don't know anything about, you leave it alone. And you talk about what you know something about.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. It's like the boy come down in Oklahoma. Just don't charge it. This boy the thing I say. Don't hold it against him. He didn't put me up to it. But there's a young man that was unmarried and never been married and never had a girl look at him that really liked him yet. And told us how to raise children. I'm an old man and I'm tired. I want to say, sit down, son, and shut up. You can't tell nobody how to raise children if you ain't ever raised no children. You don't know nothing about it.
Oh, boy.
Hallelujah. There ain't no spiritual wizard. Met a lady, said you had the 9 spiritual gifts. I said, you poor thing. I never met a living human that had the 9 spiritual gifts. Nobody I've ever met nowhere had the 9 spiritual gifts. One person can't handle 9 of them. They're in the church. They're in God's church. They are in God's church. But there ain't no one man can handle the 9 spiritual gifts. I prayed 20 years, 3 times a day for one. And nobody can handle them 9 spiritual gifts. What are you trying to tell us, Brother Moore? Get in with the men of God. Get in with the pastors, the preachers, the evangelists that's called of God, and seeking God to help your children. And I'm not talking about fellas that live crooked. I'm not talking about like that fella. Nobody counts my offering. Don't even let the deacons count it. Nobody knows what I get. I don't let nobody count it. I know if a fella does that. And he rides first class in airplanes, and he'll even wear a first class diamond. I mean, but no, I'm talking about men of God that has you on the heart. You let them talk to you about that book. You let them talk to you about God in the Bible. Amen? You'll be like that colored boy was down in Oklahoma. I don't know who I'm talking to. If it's not for you, don't worry about it. Amen. But you know what? There's a man down in Oklahoma, seen a colored man. He talked pretty bright, a lot brighter than I do. And said, we need you for a trustee, an elder, and a deacon. He said, nothing. He said, I am a follower, not a leader. You ain't going to enjoy the leader's position if you're not a leader. It's a precarious journey. It keeps sleep from your eyes night after night and day after day. I prayed 8 hours a day in one basement of one church that is very far from God. Lord sent me the whole, this is LD, and that's the way he does sometimes. Maybe if somebody in the house needs it. But I prayed 8 hours a day in that basement. Day after day for that church. It was far from God. But God hadn't given them up, see?
No.
And I thought I wouldn't either if he hadn't. They looked like a bunch of clowns and acted like it. There's worse than that much down yonder in Texas that goes through them phantomines or whatever it is. They go through a practice of how to warfare, and they paint their faces white. You speak in tongues, now the Holy Ghost. And that, now, I don't know what in the world they've got into.
Yeah.
What'll pull folks out of that? The old-time gospel preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and just love them and preach to them.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. Till the women came to the altar. Never preached about what they're doing for about a week. Never said nothing. Till they came to the altar in tears and said, Brother Moore, we're not doing like we know we should be doing. We are not staying where we know we should have stayed. And the men said, Brother Moore, we're doing things we hadn't ought to be doing. Don't give us up. And I didn't. And when the pastor's girl went into the psychopathic ward in the hospital in that meeting, gave birth to a child, and it got her mind. Old mothers know about those kind of things. It got her mind. They put her in a... I went off. I don't want that. Maybe it's me. I might have turned it off. Come back on, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They put her in a psychopathic ward. He took me to see her. She wouldn't keep her clothes on. He had to try to hold their clothes on his 21-year-old daughter. I give God the glory. Prayed for her today, and they sent her home tomorrow. She'd been there for days. I prayed for her today. They sent her home tomorrow. Mind back. Back to herself. Never had any more trouble.
Hallelujah.
Never no more trouble.
Glory.
Let the Lord help you. I want to tell you what you're going to do. If he helps you, you're going to do what he told you to do.
Come on, brother.
If God helps you, you're going to come to it. Amen. Amen. Children, that's just the way it is. You ever hear others may, but you cannot? Others may, but you cannot? It's like that good old preacher priest. I loved his message. It's a payday Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Get in there with God. We need you bad. Church needs you. God's work needs you. Listen to the men of God. That's what I did. I sat and listened. And I listened. And I listened. Jack Cole came through on fire. Branham came through on fire. Oral Roberts came through on fire. Attended his first 10 meeting, I guess. Something happened. But listen, God didn't change. God didn't change. I'm going to talk to you on the inside. 1 Kings 6:14, that's just where I dropped my thought. 1 Kings 6:14, I'll run with it. So Solomon built the house of the Lord and finished it. He built the walls of the house within with boards of cedar, both the floor of the house and the walls of the ceiling, and he covered them on the inside with wood, covered the floor of the house of the Lord with planks of fir. And on through this chapter, in 18 verse, it talks about of the house within was carved with knops and so on. And on down to 23rd verse, he mentions within again. And then 27th verse, within the inner house. And what my little thought is, just picked it up from there. Those scriptures don't really have a whole lot to do with what I'm going to say. But inside is what hit me in that chapter. And I began to study what to put inside. And so, we're going to talk a while about inside before we go outside and go back to where we reside. Inside. Matthew 12:34. Oh, generation of vipers. Oh, I tell you, I don't preach as plain as Jesus did. I actually don't have the guts. Internal fortitude. I reckon it's because I don't have the nerve. Would you pardon me if I stop just a minute? The preacher that stood up here, there he is. Well, is your daughter here? The one God helped so. Would you stand and see us? You see that child right there? Dugan, is that where y'all live? Dugan, Indiana, is that the name of it?
Dugger.
I've been going there ever since I heard it, but he never got it. See that child right there? Devil, young people, got that girl in her grasp. Like to wreck and ruin her. God brought you out, didn't he? Says, raise your hand to the Lord for it. Ain't that wonderful? Thank God. I praise the Lord for it. Dear God, we thank you right now. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want her to have the nerve to stand up and let the world know that God brought her out. I ain't going to go in detail and tell you what she is into, but I'm going to tell you what she knows. God brought her out. That's the main thing. We're talking on the inside. Matthew 12:34. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You hear that? A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure of the heart bringeth forth evil things. Why do you have a girl stand, Brother Moore? Because she had trouble on the inside. And God brought her out. But you know what? Our problem is, in our world now, we're working on the outside too much. And there's not enough going on inside. Jesus could see that very plain. And he talked to the people about it. You've got trouble on the inside. Oh, did he preach out? You generation of snakes. Oh, folks would get upset if you preach that too stout anywhere, so I won't do that. But down home, an old boy was so mean and wicked and devilish, you couldn't do nothing with him. And the old boy was trying to witness to him, and he is honest, son. And he just said, well, the Bible said not to catch your pearl before the swine. You dirty thing, you call me a hog. You call me a hog. You call me a hog. Well, I guess as ignorant as I am, I'd said, no, a swine, but... Wasn't Jesus a preacher? Well, you could hand him money. He'd turn right around and preach the same thing. He's going to preach money or no money. I was holding a meeting, and the Lord, I thought, gave me a text down to the blackjack trees in Oklahoma. And that night I went to a little meeting. And And that woman run up and give me a dollar. And a dollar just like a $5 bill then. Or maybe more than that. You could buy gas 15 cents a gallon. And I said, thank you. And I went up to preach and something said to me, what you going to preach tonight? You see this lady's shape she's in and everything. You can't got change. Said, you can't preach what you're going to preach because she give you that dollar. I wore that around a little bit. I was just a young preacher. You know how young preachers are. They got no wisdom, nothing hardly. I said, Satan, it's worth more than a dollar. I'm not selling this message out for a one stinking dollar bill. I'm preaching it. You generation of vipers. Laying back in there just ready to strike somebody and fill them with your venom.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord. This ain't going to be no stop message. Don't get scared and run here. But look here. Matthew 23. We're going to preach a little while on the inside. We need to go to work on the inside. 23rd chapter, 25th verse. Woe! Oh, he's preaching again. Seems like he just preached out of. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites! My Jesus, have mercy. Hallelujah. He's calling the well-read scribes hypocrites. He's calling the religious Pharisees hypocrites. For you make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, Jesus is preaching, cleanse first that's within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. If you don't do that, children, you do like they did old Henry down in Oklahoma. They got him to church and called and talked him into raising his hand that he believed Jesus Christ was the Son of God. That's what my old uncle told me when I was wicked as the devil. I said, how do you get saved? He said, you believe Jesus Christ, Son of God, don't you? Oh, yeah, yeah. I said, that's it. You got it. Got it what? I didn't have nothing. You Pharisees and hypocrites, you've cleaned up on the wrong side.
Oh my.
You got the outside looking good. Old Henry went down. They said, you believe Jesus Christ, Son of God? I said, I do. He said, stand up here in the front and had all the church members come shake old drunkard Henry's hand. I knowed him well. Get the drunk, he'd lose where his car was at, didn't know where it was at, and wouldn't be there to find it. Said he stole it. Nobody stole it. He just got drunk, walked off, left it, didn't know where he left it. One day he come to work and said to Dad, said, Roy, said they stole my car last night. Nah, they didn't either, Henry. Yes, they did, Roy. He said, the taillight sticking up out of that hole down yonder by the railroad track. Where's that at, Roy? He told him, went down and had it towed out. You cleaned up, Henry? No. I just went under conviction, thought I'd go down to church and see if I get any help. You know, some church ain't a bit of help in the world. They just make hypocrites like they did right then that day out of people. They just make hypocrites out of people. Took him in, had everybody shake his hand, getting right hand of fellowship, and then he had him take an offering. And when he was half drunk, he was placing the playground. He had one of them. I heard one of them church members standing up there in Newcastle a while back, one of the big shots in the town, and an old man was pulling another car behind him, and a fella driving it, and the fella, both of them got out, and the old boy went inside, and the old man come out and talked to the old boys in the car, and he just took off dragging the car behind him. Nobody in it. Didn't have a tow bar. He just fought another. Run over to my old Rambler and skipped side of it and made the old Rambler buck up, and we couldn't do a thing. Couldn't get the old man to hear. It looked like he was going to just toll out my old Rambler before he got through pulling that car into him. And this church member, he hold up all right if you fixed inside. You ever grease the outside of your engine on your car? Go ahead and grease it. But if you don't put some oil in it, you ever pour all over the outside of it, right? Just pour all over the outside of it. No, you got to put the oil in it. This is very simple, but we got a lot of folks in religion that ain't working on the inside at all. All they think about is just outside. They cuss by accident and on purpose. It's like this big Baptist. Oh, I should have started to say Baptist, but I won't say it. I started to say it, though. That's what I like to say, is Baptist. But you know what? Hypocrites. I didn't say all Baptists were hypocrites. But a Baptist, a Methodist, a Pentecostal, or what is a straight out hypocrite if they're not fixed inside. Old Jay stood there, and he's a friend of mine. He's seen that. He said, the old man's going to tie the so-and-so outfit all to pieces and handle the bad word like Vince Wilson said they did. He handled the bad word. Brother Moore, you probably jumped and shook. You know, I've jumped and shook over a few professing Pentecostals, what they said. But it didn't over that, because I know they regularly done that. Cursed. You could go to his pastor and say, that member of yours right down there curses. Well, just so it ain't in his heart. That's where it's at. She didn't mean what she said. What'd she say? Where'd it come from? From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. We just need to get this straight this morning. I know you all believe every word of this, but before I go home, I'm going to finish my thought. If the Lord will help, but LL don't care on the inside. Some folks will never do no better. They'll never get no better. They'll do nothing but get worse because they never have had the inside fixed. I've actually prayed with people that said I testified to being saved for 20 years, but I never was saved. I've testified to being a Christian for years, but never have had a real change in there. One thing about a church is quiet, they're listening. Inside. I got the inside on this, children. 25th through the 8th verse. 3rd chapter, 26th through the 28th verse. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You're like whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but within are full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, you outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you're full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Oh, I know. You bless your heart. I should never make excuses why I preach what I do, but I sometimes feel like Pentecostal people sitting there may think I think they're all a bunch of hypocrites. I don't, but I'm talking about the inside. I want to tell you one thing. You don't run 52 years amongst the people and not have somebody come to these altars across the country and say, Brother Moore, I've had this in my heart for years. We prayed for an old woman, son, down there in Oklahoma. Dying on her deathbed. We prayed we wore ourselves out, LL. It made me aggravated when it's over. We just prayed and prayed. I just prayed loud and low and high and low and bass and alto and soprano and everything. I prayed every way in the world I could. Lord, I don't seem like I ought to have the faith. It wasn't the thing to do. What to do with my faith? Her sinner brother come to her bed in her dying condition. Don't you die, sis, and leave that crooked deal like you know I'm talking about on that land. You fix that before you die, sis. Don't you leave that deal. And I just wanted to kick the wall. Very idea of me of praying my guts out, well-pardoned expression, praying till I was tarred and wore out for this old soul, and all the time she had this in her heart. Am I talking to anybody this morning? If there's something inside that's not right, don't think we're mad. Let's get that fixed. Do you ever have anybody give you a piece of their mind and bawl you out till it's a sight in the world and just put in there call you bad names, and they've shouted on out of that into some other church and they're shouting over there? Well, God have mercy here. We can let them go to another church. We don't own the buildings. We ain't going to fall out with them. I've had folks quit me. I didn't blame them. I wasn't the kind of person they liked. Right. I actually sung one of my famous specials one time, and a person sitting there said, sound like a hoot owl to me. I felt like a hoot owl right after you said it, I think. Yeah. Knocked me completely out of the spirit. Took me 3 minutes to get back into the service. I just shook me up. Inside. God bless you. We're so glad to have you. I can't wait for you to get out the door. There ain't nobody here in that shape. You're not in that shape. I know you all are not in that shape. No. Oh, we're so glad you come. Stay for dinner. Wonder if the actress is going to stay for dinner. Oh, your wife's such a lovely woman.
You're the one that said she looked like a turtle. Inside. I love you. Do you? Now don't take offense. We don't belong to you, son. Don't take mail. Don't belong to you. I love you. You know it. Yeah, you know that, don't you? You love me. That's the inside. You know it. It ain't always that way, sis. And we don't nobody go to hell. I don't nobody go to hell. I never seen a Baptist, Methodist, Church of Christ, Catholic, or oneness. Nobody. I never seen nobody want to go to hell. I ain't never met nobody want to go to hell.
No.
Spirit said to me, there's a man and a woman here that's married together, and they ain't got it fixed inside. And how about that LL in the building here this morning? Don't raise your hand and let folks know who you are. But get that fixed.
Yes.
Get the inside fixed. He said, you Pharisees, you scribes, you whiten up the outside of that. You make that look like it's the purest, cleanest thing it ever was. And inside.
Yeah.
Did you know some of the most beautiful movie actresses and actors puke out the worst vomit and filth and cursing that you could ever hear? You'd never guess it by the way they look. I am not sent to make hypocrites out of saints, but Jesus was preaching and preaching stout, and he said it's on the inside. I can't quit cussing. You won't till you get the inside straightened out. I'm sorry. I repent again before God this morning. I maybe I shouldn't tell it. But I cursed back accident on purpose before I got saved. The only thing you won't expel me from school for was fighting. I blame it on the Cherokee and Choctaw and a high-powered temper I had. Also Irish. I'm Cherokee, Choctaw, and Irish. Bad mixture. If you get the devil in there with it. It'll get you whooped and still make you think you can whoop the fella that whooped you. And you'll try it again. I'm glad one night, years ago, in an old-fashioned altar, we've been crying and confessing everything I'd ever done, that God brought me over from the inside out. I didn't learn all I learned overnight. I didn't lay off everything I laid off overnight, but I got fixed inside. I'm not trying to be mean or fancy now, but you can meet me a day or two later in my work clothes. You'll say it looked the same to me as it was. I stunk with oil field grease and wailing smoke just like I did before I got saved. But I got it. Inside. We got a long ways to go, and then I got 900 to go after this. Here he is. In the book of Mark, the 7th chapter and the 20th verse. He said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. Jesus did most of his preaching this morning. For within, without the heart of men, proceed what? Evil thoughts. I thought that come from the mind. No, it comes from the heart and goes through the mind.
Yeah.
From within. Now, we're talking about inside. Amen? Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts. We had a friend whose wife traveled with him in the ministry. She's bad to steal other women's clothes before they left. The pitiful part of that, she's straight out of Pentecost. We just can't put it all on other churches sometimes. She's bad to slip clothes in her suitcase that didn't belong to her and leave with them when they left the place. That belong to the sister where they stay. That's a thief. That old boy that took the money out of the treasure out there in Oklahoma, one of them churches, and went off preaching. He is so stout that he'd preach against a belt buckle. I thought every belt had to have a buckle on it. He thought that I was wealthy.
I was looking for something. He thought I was wealthy. When I bought that $29 pocket watch right there, that ain't gold. I wish it was. You think that's gold, LL? That ain't gold, LL. No, that ain't gold, LL. That's $29 battery-powered pocket watch, what that is. That ain't gold. But, oh, he could take after that. I keep it in my pocket, you see, because it looks like gold. And it, not the wiring of gold, the Bible said, but, of course, this ain't what you wear. But that looks like gold, old mountain man. Now, I keep, but it's just a good time piece, kind of on. It's a little thin when I see it and carry it on a plane, you know, and stuff. I keep that in the pocket. But, oh, he could burn down on that. He could take a 45-minute message and go across that forwards and backwards, up and down, and all the time, all he's doing is preaching against that right side, that little round. Spend the whole 45 minutes going. You ought to be able to say that in 5 minutes if he's going to do it.
Sure.
But when he stole the money out of that treasury and hauled it off across the country, preaching against belt buckles and pocket watches, I don't know how to. I have no manners. Unlike the boy used to pastor, he had a car wreck and got out and said, it's my fault. I'm the cause of it. I'm the one who caused it. And he said, well, I got a whipping. Tell him it's my fault. He said, I don't have no personality. I don't know how to present myself to people. Here I was confessing. I'm the cause of the accident. My insurance took care of everything. I'm at fault. And said, he tried to whip me anyhow. I don't have any diplomacy about me. Here he come through Oklahoma. I said, did you steal the money out of the church treasure out there in a certain town? I just won't name the town. Is that a gold belt buckle you've got on? If anybody here, it ain't got no better sense than to go buy a gold belt buckle. I mean gold. I mean a gold belt buckle. You're going to lose your belt pretty quick. Somebody finds that out, that's really gold, you're gonna, they're gonna get it. They're gonna get your gold belt now. But I said, did you steal that money out of that church treasury and haul it off with you? Looks like it's gonna rain. I may do it, but did you steal the money out of the church treasury? He couldn't answer. Something wrong inside him. Have you ever went to church and got all down and out and felt bad because a preacher preached, and while he was preaching he pointed at you? Well, if it ain't in there, why didn't you shout out from between them benches? Thank God, right up the aisle, say, preach it, boy, preach it. He took the money back and give it back and confessed. Of course, now my great advice from there was to don't ever preach anymore, but if you ever think you need to again, you try to convince us you prayed through good and let us run over the case again and see if we think you have. And if we don't think you have, you'd be the janitor for another 6 years. We are not better off to push anybody out of deacons, elders, trustees, evangelists, or what, pastors, or what, if they're not fixed inside. They just don't need to be out representing God's cause with the broom in the church or nothing else. Oh, now, LL didn't say, don't hold it against you. He don't even have to back it while I'm going. No, make no defense for me, son. I'll cause war everywhere I've been. I've always been in a fight everywhere. Well, we love each other down home, but now, Brent, if you go crooked, son, if Grandpa goes crooked, would you kind of get to me and say, Grandpa, till you get straight, would you sit down?
Yeah. Come on.
You ain't preaching just because I did, are you? You didn't sound like it the other night. I didn't know you studied that much. I couldn't read as fast as you was quoting. I was going to see if you was preaching the King James Version. Just had to take it for granted you was as fast as you were going. You must have been doing a much of studying. I never heard them scriptures flying out of his mouth so fast your grandpa couldn't double check him whether he could sing an amen or not. Inside. You're a beautiful lady. You're a beautiful man. We're at the doctor's office now. And he's saying there's not anything wrong with you because I can tell by looking. You got them beautiful Oklahoma eyes and teeth. Look at them teeth. Lord, you're fine, son. Go your way. You know, you're putting no stethoscope or nothing on you. Any kind of scope. Anyway, a doctor does it. You take LL, beautiful as he is. He goes in to the doctor. Says, feel bad. Says, you don't look bad. You got this suit on.
You got your hair well set. And you got your glasses on, your good shoes. You drive in a nice car. You look fine. You're all right, boy. Go on your way. He ain't paying no attention to that. Stick your tongue out. Hold still. Roll that eyelid up. Look way off up in. I don't know what you're looking for. Look down. Look down. He's looking on the inside. Stick that thing in your ear. Here, hold still. After a while, he's got you hoping that he ain't hearing nothing. I went to one a while back, checked me out, run a little physical on me. Oh, I felt so good when he got through with my chest. Anybody can fall dead with a heart attack when you don't have a sign of heart trouble. But it's better if you know you don't have no heart trouble. That old doctor knew what I was, and he checked my chest a while and listened and listened. He said, I don't hear a thing wrong in there. I said to myself, here goes for another 20 anyhow. Woo, hallelujah. Now look at it. We're not mean men, but we call of God to follow what this man said. And he said, ye generation of vipers, inside of you needs to be cleaned out. You clean the outside up fine, but you got something that stinks inside. Here he is, Jesus the Prince of Preachers. That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man.
Oh my.
For from within, we preach on the inside, out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. Well, no, that come from right here. No, it didn't. It just transferred to there.
Yes.
From here.
Right.
That's the reason the colored woman said, he's my chaperone God. He's my heart regulator. Get your heart right. I don't know that there's one in here that needs a cleansing inside, but if you do, don't feel like to be your enemy. Get to the altar. Get the inside fixed.
Praise God.
Get the inside fixed. Here he is, and he's saying, thefts, fornications, adulteries, evil thoughts, murders, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from where?
Within.
And what's it do? It defiles the man. Inside.
Yes.
Do you know why folk get away with so much? Because you can't see inside.
Yes.
Some judges, some lawyers I've met, some judges, some people that deal with people all the time. I pastored a lovely couple with 5 children. You don't know them. One night the Lord spoke to me. Said, he's messed up. He was my Sunday school superintendent. I started home and I said, B, the Lord spoke to me sitting in the church where our Sunday school superintendent was and visiting that church tonight and told me something about him. You better know what you say God told you. You better not just get it in the mail or dream it up or decide you thought the Lord told you something. If you have to live all your life, say, don't know where he said anything to me or not, you're better off. It's dynamite when you fool with that.
Right.
Said he fooled with men and men fool with him. My Sunday school superintendent. Next morning I called him in. It's preaching morning. I don't get excited. We're preaching on the inside. People will go to hell by the million and scream forever that sat in church as children and we couldn't see in their heart. I don't want to see in your heart. But let God straighten that inside. Confess it to him. You don't have to tell everybody in the world. You don't have to tell the whole church. Get that straight. Took him in Sunday school. My Sunday school superintendent took him in the Sunday school room next morning. Don't you open your mouth to me. Don't, now, Brother Moore, you're side. I know it. Don't feel scary now. You wasn't in this. I was. I said, don't you open your mouth to me. I don't want you trying to tell me you confessed to Brother Moore. You didn't confess nothing to me. The Spirit said to me, what I just told you folks, is that so? Yes, it is.
You have a wife and five children. You've backslid and been back in before. And what you backslid on was this very thing right here. Yes. Does your wife know it? No, she doesn't know it. You have five children, son. You know you're out as superintendent, don't you? Yes. I'll get up this morning and resign. No, you won't. Now, this is Brother Moore. Oh, LL, if I'm out of order, I'll write your call and try to fix this with you. But look, I'm preaching on the inside. What's got inside on us holiest folks in our churches across America, I mean in the hearts of people, is what will give us a problem severe if we don't get that straightened out inside. I'll get up there. No, you won't. You're not going to make any kind of a scene this morning. Brother Moore, you're a man of steel. One woman said I was the man that had the steel hand with the velvet glove. I didn't like that expression of me. Steel hand with the velvet glove. I don't feel like I'm like that. No, you're not going to get up and sling tears and snot and act like you've been mistreated and say you're resigning and leaving. No, no, you're not going to put that on Brother Moore this morning. He's willing to come to you to the altar and try to get you straightened out, get that out of your heart, get your life. But you're not going to make a scene in this church. I'll treat you good. I will not vilify you. Brother, I got up, said our superintendent is out. We thank him for what good he's done for us. And he skipped town, left his wife and five children. I got him help. I got him groceries. She said, he'll never be back. Oh, yes, he will. In 10 days' time, he'll drive in here in a truck and pick you up in the night and haul you off out of here with your children and won't face me when he does it. He done that. Inside. It hurts to get straightened up what's inside sometimes. But it's better off to get it straightened up. Better off to get that straightened up. Brother Moore, you shouldn't preach things like that. Well, they ain't far from where you at right here where that practically happened. Not far from where you at right here. There's a fellow on the piano that was in that same shape. The church like to voted him in over the good man of God. Because they did not realize what was in that heart. Oh, I never thought about it. I may have to leave without saying goodbye. Inside!
Yes.
What'd you do with him, Brother Moore? About a year and a half later, appeared in the driveway. The church. Hello, buddy. Where have you been? Well, I just said I've been away at a lot of places. You going to church? No. Family going to church? No. Your children ain't going to church? No. Well, they need to go. I said it to them, if you want to go, go to Brother Moore. Don't go nowhere else but Brother Moore. Well, they appreciate me talking to him. He knows who his friend is now. But Jesus was our friend. And he said, you generation of vipers, you make the outside clean and white, but you've got something down in there. Children, I don't sound smart to you. I've had a lot of funerals. And I'm going to tell you what, there's a plenty of person waited right down to put near time that's dead. And they said, call Uncle Joe. Call Uncle John. Call Mama. Call Daddy. Call my wife. Call my children. Bring so-and-so in here. And on their deathbed. You boys remember things like that. You folks. This has been this way for years and years, but I'm fixing this. I'm dying in a noise, and I want you to forgive me. Don't wait. There may not be anybody here. You don't have to take. Don't let the devil. You know, I think the devil's mean. If you're not even guilty, he can try to tell you you are. I've actually had folks come to altar and cry and pray they wasn't guilty of nothing.
Yeah.
The devil's had to whip me. Don't let him whip you. But my message this morning, and you think about it this evening a while, during the week maybe, and later on you might need it. Somebody may need it. Inside.
Inside.
Let's look at the 16th chapter of Mark, and in the 9th verse.
Yes.
You can tell that I'm not in a big enough hurry. I won't run off that same what I thought I'd say. And I didn't save anything till today. It's just a message come to me last night. Now, when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. Out of whom he had cast 7 devils. Oh, Jesus was in Smith Wigglesworth. When he went to pray for that girl, wouldn't keep her clothes on, 19-year-old, and folks was well off, and they had to keep people with her and try to keep her clothes on. She'd turn back off and had to put them on and turn them on. He asked him to pray for her. He went to their house. And when he come in, there's a stairway there, and she was there at the top with no clothes on there, trying to put them on her. He said, bring her to me. Smith Wigglesworth, you may have read it, but he didn't. They brought that girl down there. He cast devil after devil out of there and named them when they come out. Cast 7 out of this woman. Women,
seemed to have quite a few devils in them sometimes, sister. Women seem to get quite a few devils in them. But men do too, buddy. They get them in them too. But Mary Magdalene had seven. Wasn't that pitiful? She made a great helper, didn't she? Didn't she make a good one? That's all it takes to make good people out of people. Get what's wrong with them inside straightened up. Smith cast them every one out. That girl run up them stairs. That girl come to his meeting. She had no more trouble. Didn't have to keep her clothes on no more, L.L. There's devils in our street, she's in that shape.
Sure.
There's still devils and folks don't want to keep their clothes on.
That's right.
Devils and girls that want to strip down before boys. Right. Women that want to strip down before men. The devil's in there. And no use trying to figure out through psychology and counseling. They need the evil spirits cast out of there. I've been a many a good girl got saved, many a good woman straightened up and said, I don't know what in the world made me do like I used to do. I can't think I ever done it. Well, it was evil spirits, and we're not to criticize people for it, but to try to get them out of there. I know a preacher got a devil in him. LL, is that clock saying 12:20? Well, I haven't even got halfway through my message. I never have really fully got anointed yet. But did you know, you've got to get that inside fixed. I had a preacher friend that got devil possessed. Don't ask me how. I don't know how. But you know, the devils went out of the hogs. Went out of the man with the evil spirits. That old boy that had so many of them over there lived in the tombs. And they asked permission of Jesus to go into the hogs.
Yeah.
And he run 2,000 head of hogs into the lake. And the hogs went in the water. And the water went in the hogs. And the devil come back to Hamilton, Ohio.
Yes, right.
And Oklahoma City.
Loose.
And more Oklahoma. You can't drown the devil.
Sure.
But they do like to get in something.
Sure.
I've seen Jersey cows in Oklahoma had the devil in them. Oh, Brother Moore, well, amen. My uncle built a far under his Jersey cow to make her move. If you never fool with milking cows or Jersey, y'all ever have a Jersey Junior down there in Arkansas? He built a far. Them things is the stubbornest thing. If there's ever a stubborn evil spirit, and I think I seen a woman that had that, and if there's ever such a thing as a stubborn evil spirit, a Jersey cow's got it. The devils went in the hogs, but you can't drown the devil. You can't a hog. He'll destroy anything he gets in and come back after someone else. I rented a motel in Joplin. The old boy said, you want to rent a room? Yes, sir. Big old hungry, dangerous-looking hound beast behind me. Said, don't worry about him. He don't bite. He led the way into the room. As I started up, he nabbed me by the heel. Hung on. He turned around, don't worry about the dog, it don't bite. I said, don't bite nothing, it's biting right now. Got him loose, and so happened he's biting my shoe. Said, don't you want a room? I said, are you kidding? Bye-bye. No room where a hound dog shoots. Evil spirit desires an embodiment. And if he can't get in a human, he likes to live in them. He'd like to get in a hog or a cow or a dog or something.
Sure.
So he can react.
Sure.
Yeah. I know evil spirits are strange things, but those hogs asked Jesus Christ, the Son of God, not to cast us away into outer darkness, but let us go into them hogs over there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see a horse you thought had evil spirit in it? I have. My uncle used to raise horses. Some of them old mules, if you just turn your head. And if they ever locked down on you, your partner had to get a doctor to cut the jaw open or something. They'd just stay locked to you. Well, this is going to lose you. You're going to think, Brother Moore's off the rocker, and I might be, but I'm talking about inside this morning.
Yeah.
Never quit that habit till you get loose from it in here.
Amen.
I used to use tobacco. I hated it. I smoked. The devil started me on corn silks and grapevines.
Yeah.
And then you switched me to the real thing.
Yeah.
And when I got on that, I could swear off of it as quick as anybody when they had the system full of it.
Yeah.
It's habit forming. Sure, that's reading it. These people's putting this stuff out trying to make us think it ain't because it is, and they know they can keep selling it if they can keep it on the market because it's habit. People can't stop of their own accord. I'd swear off one brand, be on another in a half hour. I will never in the world while I live upon God's footstool smoke another cigarette, and that's the end of that for 15 minutes. 30 minutes. You used to have that. I had some bad man. That stuff will ruin you. Cost you a fortune. Now, I've been in stores and seen people lay down $4 or $5 for a little old package or two, a couple of packages of cigarettes. It didn't hardly have enough money to buy a loaf of bread for the children.
Right.
It's inside.
Change.
I had that so bad I couldn't quit it. The old Bull Durham, the stinkinest tasting stuff that ever was. Leave the awfulest taste in your mouth that ever was. I had a friend I worked for, lost his business over drinking. Lost both his legs over drinking. Pete Miller. Lost his wife, wore her desk, any woman, went into TV and died. All over Pete's drinking. Business went from the top to the bottom. I seen Pete come in the morning in the business house. They shot down the same men shooting next morning when I come back working the service day. That's before I got saved. I seen Pete take a drink. Run out the door. Pick it up. I seen Pete come back and take another. Down it. Run out and puke that up. I seen Pete take the third drink before he could keep it down. And then he said, oh, that's good. But when it's got you inside enough, you can't quit it. When that's inside there in that heart, you've got to have a heart regulator take it out of there. You've got to have a heart cleanser. I've got several more verses, but I can't afford to make the cooks mad the last day of the meet. You just tell it, Brother Moore didn't finish that, and now I'm not trying to get my foot in the door again here, but I started saying I'll have to come back some other time. I'm going to have to stop. I hear Beat saying, yes, yes, you better. So I will. Inside, I love you. You know it. You know when a man says, he loves me. Yes, he loves me. More and more, that will come his heart. Somebody said he died of a broken heart. But you can tell when people love you, can't you? I got an old boy down in Oklahoma. He knows I love him. And he'll tell folks, he loves me. Not necessarily Christians lots of times. I have an old sinner man who used to meet me every time he met me. He wanted to hug and grab me. He wasn't saved, but he knew I loved him. Get the inside fixed. Brother Moore, I'm having trouble with my tongue. Quit working on your tongue. You ain't going to handle that. It's a world of iniquity. Iniquity is set afire from hell itself. Tongue can get you in more trouble than you ever get out of. You've got to have your heart fixed. Handle that tongue. Things that I used to say, I don't say no more. Will you stand? Things that I used to say, I don't say no more. Things that I used to say, I don't say no more. I'm a Christian since I've been born. Sing it. Well, the things that I used to do, I don't do no more. Things that I used to do, I don't do no more. Well, the things that I used to do, I don't do no more. I'm a Christian since I've been born. Yeah, song that I used to sing, I don't sing no more. Song that I used to sing, I don't sing no more. Well, the song that I used to sing, I don't sing no more. I'm a Christian since I've been born. Yes, the things that I used to do, I don't do no more. Things that I used to do, I don't do no more. Oh, things that I used to do, I don't do no more. I'm Christian